Welcome to Season 2, Episode 18. My name is Chris Abraham. This is Chris Cast. It is 06:28 on, I think it's September 2nd when I'm recording this. And I am going to talk about my obsession with Hill People Gear kit bags. And that's it. Come back right after the message. Welcome back. I probably would never do an episode on kit bags, except I walk in my neighborhood every day, and my neighborhood is sort of working class, service class neighborhood in South Arlington, in a very special place, which is very affordable to people because Columbia Pike does not have metro service. It has amazing bus service, but because it doesn't have metro service, it is very popular to either working and service in immigrant class and also to rich people, because rich people also don't like it when you can take metros to their places. Anyway, so I live in this immigrant building on the 8th floor overlooking a golf course. It's really beautiful. I like my apartment. I don't need more than this. But I walk to Idito's Cafe and I walk to spin class every day to work and to spin. And there's this dude, this African-American cool dude who rides around on one of those single-wheeled electronic skateboards. You know, the kind where it's like a taller, like 10 or 12 inch wheel held in a shroud with two foot plates on a foot plate on either side. And he rocks around, not the one that's where you ride like a skateboard, but the one where you ride with your body straight forward with your feet on either side of the shrouded wheel. And it's electric, and it bombs down the road. He's on one of those. And I noticed he was wearing a white kit bag. I've never seen a white kit bag. You know, I would think Hill People Gear, who make my kit bags, and I'll explain kit bags in a second, it may be smart for them to make a white one for, like, you know, winter. But no, I've only seen Manatee and Coyote and Ranger Green and I have a crazy orange one, and they have black, and they have camo, and they have all different elk brown. They've got all kinds. They even have ripstop gray, but I've never seen a white one. And so I'm like, I see him zip by one day with a kit bag on his chest, and then I see him again, and I'm like, wow. And this morning, I popped on YouTube, and there was a, out of nowhere, I never see this, an official Hill People Gear explanation on the kit bag. And so I watch it for about 11, 15 minutes, and it's all about the different kit bags, from the runner bag to the snubby to the original to the recon and all these different kit bags. And I'll explain kit bags in a second. And then he says, Los Angeles fashion world has been knocking off our bag recently, and in leather and in different colors, and it's become a fashion trend. And like, there's nothing we can do about it. We know bouncers and stuff in LA and around the country, and they're saying that there's like 2, 3, 4 kit bags a night, and or chest bags. And he said that they're exact replicas, complete knockoffs of the kit bag, including where the placement of the logo is. And I'll explain a kit bag in a second. And then a bunch of other people copied the copy. So now there's kit bags everywhere and they're really cool. I have a full size orange one that looks like that I left in the window for a couple weeks and it's all blotchy with sun bleaching. And I was down in, I'll explain kit bags in a second. I was down in Pentagon City. And I was wearing it, and an African American woman came up to me and asked me, told me it was cool, and asked me where I got it. And I didn't know, like, nobody has ever thought my kit bag was cool. Everybody thinks my kit bag is the nerdiest thing ever. Like if you took a fanny pack and you made it worse. So let me explain a kit bag. My first kit bag was called a snubby kit bag, and I got it for running. As I've told you before, I'm a pretty heavy set guy. And for two reasons, I decided that the kit bag would be cool. Firstly, wearing a fanny pack or a butt bag around my waist, at least, on the front of me, because of my prodigious belly, just wasn't comfortable. And if I wear it to the back, that's fine. I often, almost always use SPI belts, spy belts, speed belts, which are basically elastic bands with Lycra pouches with zippers. I used to use those all the time to just store my iPod or my phone and my wallet and keys while I was working out. And they're supposed to work well so that when you run, they don't slap you. Now they've got something that's much more popular with runners called a flip pocket or something like that. But you literally, while the speed belt allows you to clip it together, this flip pocket or whatever it's called, you literally have to step into and pull up over you like a silliness. So, what is a kit bag? A kit bag is a zippered pouch. There's two sizes. One size is about the size of a bum bag. The other size is about the size of a hiker's, like full size hiker, lower back, like Lombard bag, you would say. They're made out of Cordura. They're very durable. They basically, like I said, the snubby bag that I got basically is the same form factor-ish, though flatter, as one of these regular small zippered fanny bags. The only difference is instead of wearing it around your waist with a webbing belt. You, it goes. There's a very thin. There's shoulder straps and side straps, and then there is a webbing. It's like what's the term? It is screen. It is like a screen fabric square that goes in the base of the top of your back where a backpack like would go, but instead of a backpack, all there is this front pack, and the front pack made out of nylon sits there right high under your clavicle and above your sternum, and it sits there, and you cinch it down with shoulder straps and side straps. And if you're a runner, there's an elastic cord that goes around your lower back and makes sure that this nylon bag stays on your chest. Now, they were initially made. This is the first product that Hillpeople Gear had, and it was initially made as a way of stowing a pistol. And that's the reason why I bought it, because at that point I was concealed carrying, and I wanted a viable way that I could carry my P32 caliber Kel-Tec pistol on me while still carrying my wallet, my phone, my iPad, earphones. And so I bought it. I bought what was called the snubby bag. And there's only two pockets. There is a hidden compartment in the back, a full zip-around compartment that has a bit of Velcro down the middle of the back portion where you can either Velcro a Kydex holster, or you can use a, what are they called? A MIC, which is basically a Kydex clip that goes over your trigger guard. And then you could use a cord to tie it to a little loop that's at the bottom there, or you can just treat the pocket like a holster and just shove your handgun in there and zip it closed and not put anything else in there. I don't recommend that for a Glock or any other gun that doesn't have a manual safety. I recommend that only for someone who has a manual safety. But then there's an entire industry that happened around it, right? So, or an entire line of bags around it. So they all have that secret zip compartment closest to the chest, which is a little, which is padded and meant for firearms. But then they have Snubby wasn't the first one. The original pack was the first one, which is the one that I told you was orange, and it's I guess it's 8x11. I'm not even sure what the size is of the kit bag. Kit bag original. Anyway, they have two different sizes. The original kit bag, which I have, is 11.5 by 7.5 in terms of height and width. And it's about 2.5 inch depth. And they're extremely well made. I mean, they're lifetime kind of things if they don't completely fade on you. But then the snubby is much smaller. And so I've been buying these, like I buy them different ones all the time. I mean, I think I have three active ones and one that I broke, embarrassingly, because I wanted to turn it into a butt bag, but now they have a butt bag, so I don't need to do that. So I basically cut it down even further and made it into just a stuffable sack, you know, so that I can have organization within a larger bag. So the snubby size is, they say it's for smaller pistols or someone who is a smaller framed, and it's 8.5 inches by 6 inches, sort of with a 1 inch depth for the snubby. There's a deeper one that's 2.5 inches called the original pattern or something. But they're extremely versatile. I don't carry pistols anymore. I don't think I should tell you that because I want you to guess. But, you know, I'm applying again to probably to get my concealed carry again. Who knows? I do not have it now, but the bags haven't become any less useful for me. I have three. I have what's called a runner's kit bag, and that is the full size of the original kit bag, which I said was what, 11.5 by 7.5. But in that case, it's made out of ripstop nylon. It's ripstop gray, and it only has one zippered pocket and one pocket. In other words, it's got a pocket dedicated to the pistol pocket, and then it's got a large zippered pocket up front. So it's very thin, very shallow, but a large, it's very large across the chest, and I have that as a with the elastic cord that keeps it cinched to my body. It's sort of my running bag now. And then I have what's called a snub, snub kit bag original original whatever format, and that has three pockets as opposed to my original snubby bag that you can see online, which has two, because I found that with a concealed carry zippered pocket and an external zippered slash pocket, it was just too tight on my chest, because, you know, modern mobile phones are big, and my wallet is big, and all this other stuff that I want to carry. So I want a little bit more depth. I wanted the secret pocket, but I also wanted another pocket, another main zippered compartment, and then also the front slash pocket zippered pocket that has the zipper on the front so that I could put my phone in there and my keys. They're super versatile. I don't know what they're freaking called. What are those rings called? They're two different types of, okay. So they're made out of 500D construction. They've got the quick access concealed pistol compartment. It's called a mesh-backed H-harness, allows you to wear the kit bag by itself underneath the pack. It's explicitly designed for underneath the pack. There's elastic keepers for the H-harness straps. I think they're called Ranger loops, something like that. There's grim locks that come with it. And, and then there's other little snappy black snappy things that also fit within the PALS slash MOLLE format of the way things are kind of put together here. So it's versatile. Like, I use one of those little black clippy things. I don't know what it's called, to snap my keys in the front zipper pouch. And then I put my wallet in where the concealed carry area is nearest my chest. And then I put my phone in the outermost pocket with one or two cheap Q7 Amazon cheap Chinese Bluetooth headsets that I use for running. And I'll probably bring my iPod Touch, because that's where a lot of podcasts are, and it doesn't drain my phone's battery, and I'll go for that run. Like I said, the H harness in the back was completely designed, and the placement of the kit bag way up on your chest was designed that you can wear backpacks over it. Up until now, I've been wearing, there's four packs that I wear. One is a Camelback that is exclusively, basically just for a 2 or 3 liter Camelback bladder water. The second one is, I think, made by Black Diamond, and it's a very cinchable light gray bag that's really cinchable, so that I could put my laptop in there and still run without it flopping around, and that goes over the kit bag just fine. And then there's a surplus cool as hell, most bomb-proof thing I've ever bought off of eBay, called the Military Assault Bag, which is literally designed by that company called, like, the super expensive outdoors company called, like, Acro Spaka Duka Duka. You know, it's named after some sort of prehistoric animal. Aethropollex. Anyway, it was designed, it's a freaking bomb-proof bag. It also has room for a water bladder, and it's a little bit bigger. And I wear that when I go, when I know that at the end of my run, I'm going to either stop at Costco or stop at Giant or Whole Foods, and I'm going to buy a bunch of groceries before I come home. And then there's, like, a super big, my sort of day hiking bag, which is an REI bag that if I know that I'm going to really carry heavy stuff, then there's that. I am going to convert one of the bags to a system that Hill People Gear offers. There's two systems I want to upgrade to. One bag I want to mate with something that's basically just a much larger H harness in the back that has just a little bit of room for a water bladder and a little bit of room for like to stuff a jacket into, and that integrates as opposed to having a backpack and a chest harness. The only disadvantage about that is that you take one thing off and everything goes off. You don't take a backpack off and you still have your chest harness. And the other one is an integration between a chest harness, a kit bag, and one of their backpacks, which I picked up, which is called, it's really cute. It is called the Tara Humara pack. Little itty bitty pack, and I want to integrate that into one of my kit bags. And that other thing, let's see. That other thing I was talking about is called, la 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 la. It's called the Recon Harness, and this harness replaces the stock harness on any kit bag and provides a little bit of rear cargo capability. So I want to do that. So I'm all in with the harness bag world. Like, it seems like I'm just gonna have to get more and more. But that's okay with me. I'll do it over time. And I just think it's fun and cool. And now that I'm hip and happening, then I don't feel as dorky about them. One of the things that the guy, the owner of Hill People Gear, said on the YouTube channel, their very recent, within the last day, video about the kit bags, is he's not bothered by the fact that it's being completely copied by the fashion industry, because he says that, you know, there's this theory in concealed carry world called the gray man theory, which is to say that the less conspicuous you look in any environment, the less conspicuous, the better. And up till now, Hill People Gear kit bags are sort of known to be concealed carry pouches on your chest. You know, you can carry up to a big, you know, frickin' 44 Magnum bear gun on the original kit bag, or a little, you know, my little pea shooter P32 that just goes in the snubby just fine. But now that they become fashion items, wearing a conspicuous kit bag on your chest, no matter what color, even coyote and elk brown and camo and ranger green and manatee and all this other stuff, it just seemed like a fashion trend now, so you can hide in plain sight. So I think that's pretty cool. And that's it. Oh, the price points. I forgot to tell you about that. So to be honest, they're not cheap. Let's see. They go from the original kit bag. So the runner's kit bag is $85. The Recon kit bag, which is basically the runner's kit bag with the PAL system up front, is $95. The snubby kit bag is $85. The runner's harness, which is what I want to get to connect that Turugumra Rumaruma pack to my kit bag, is $55. The stabilizer strap, which is the elastic cord to help you when you're running, is $7.50. The heavy Recon bag, which I didn't discuss, is $115. The Recon harness is $50. The original kit bag, which I recommend to everybody, it's freaking awesome, but it's big and conspicuous, is $125. The snubby recon kit bag, which doesn't have a front pocket but only has the kind of conceal carry pocket, is $85, but it has Mole slash PALS system on the front. They have a belt bag for $115. Then they have the snubby kit bag original pattern, which I have and love. That's my number one go-to bag because it's deep, but it's also small. And it's not orange. It's Coyote. That's $125, and I recommend that highly. It is, Coyote, which is a really nice kind of, a really nice baby shit brown. I don't know the quality of other bags. I bought a original kit bag copy. It's right here. And it is made by Emerson Gear. It's called the Emerson Gear Chest Recon Bag. And it was really cheap, but you get what you pay for, and it feels really cheap. I cut off all the harness parts, and I use it as an organizer in my courier bags, etc., as a way of just organizing things. So I basically gelded it and pretty much just use it for a stow bag that goes into other larger bags. The only other thing that I own from Hill People Gear is the Hill People Gear Attaché, which is a perfect thing. It's so good. And the only thing I added to that was I have these L.L. Bean nylon tote bags, and they come with shoulder straps, and they have, on those shoulder straps, they have pads. And the only thing that the attaché was missing was the shoulder pad on the strap. So that's it. If you have any questions, let me know, and I'll be back right after the interlude. Welcome back. I know that there's way more than you'd ever want to know about kit bags. The only reason I did this is because I want to make lots of content, all of which is not going to be appealing to everybody. But I think they're cool. I think that they're convenient. And one thing that I forgot to tell you, that it's really nice to have a phone that's right there in front of you. And it's also really nice to have a Bluetooth device that's really close to your headset. So instead of putting your Bluetooth device, your phone or your iPod or your iPod Touch or whatever, or your phone, all the way back in your backpack or on your fanny pack that's like, you know, way down under your belt or at your belt line, you can have it right there near your headset, which means that I don't get any more interference with Bluetooth at all when I'm running, which is totally amazing. And you know, it fills the same void that people like the hip hop community has done a really cool thing with fanny packs, right? Instead of wearing it around their waist like a nerd, they made it cool, which is to say they took a fanny pack and they made it, they branded it Supreme, and they wore it as a cross bag across their chest, you know. So basically, fanny packs have become sort of a de facto courier bag, messenger bag, mini messenger bag, that when you're moving, you can move it to your back, cross your back, your fanny pack across your back, and when you are doing business, you can have it across your chest, which is exactly in the same position as a kit bag is, and arguably more versatile. Once you clip the kit bag on your chest, it's sort of right there. You can't get it out of your way. You know, if you want to go ahead and do burpees or push-ups, it's going to be right there on your chest. But, now Hill People Gear sells a fanny pack, completely designed for a fanny pack. I tried to hack it myself, it didn't work. So now it's only a pouch. But, kudos, kudos. So for me, it's so convenient to have my wallet at my chest. It's also a really great thing if you're traveling abroad because it also prevents, it's really hard to pickpocket a kit bag, or it's really hard to cut a kit bag off you. If you're rocking a fanny pack, or if you're rocking a fanny pack cross shoulder, can still razor blade it off and run off with your gear. But with a kit bag, it's freaking on you, man. It's on you. Anyway, you can reach me at chris@chrisabraham.com or chris@abraham.su. I think if you go to anchor.fm/chrisabraham, you can leave me a voicemail there. I've never used that, but you might want to try it. You can always text me at +1 202 352 5051, or call me at 202 352 5051, or you can catch me on Twitter at Chris Abraham, Instagram at Chris Abraham, YouTube at Chris Abraham, youtube.com/Chris Abraham, facebook.com/Chris Abraham, and my HQ, where you can find everything, including a couple articles about the kit bag. If you search in the upper right-hand side, search, active search box, you can learn all about, you can see all kinds of pictures of my manatee colored snubby kit bag, which is basically a type of kind of gray, blue gray. And that's all I have. Thank you very much. Means a lot that you hung out with me, and I hope to see you next time. Bye bye.